Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I believe the Patriots will be one of the surprise teams this year. They are to me what the Commanders were last year. I know Jaden Daniels was stepping in, but the Commanders gave the Eagles a run, and I could see the Patriots doing the same with the Buffalo Bills this year.
Adam Schefter, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog on a sunny and warm Friday. Thanks for listening. Joining us now, the host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Sam Panayotovich, Insider Calls, presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, and be sure to catch Sam's show with Joe Ostrowski, Bet Sweats, live 9 to noon on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Sammy P, where the P stands for Preakness, or does it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could really stand for whatever you wanted to on any given occasion, I guess. I thought the P was for prowl, because I'm prowling through South Carolina and Georgia this weekend.
Yes, so let's talk about the picture. Sam has just tweeted a picture of some shrimp at a place in are you in Augusta right now, or is this from?
Yeah, on the way to Atlanta. So they call that the flight. It's at this place called Beamy's. You get three shrimp dishes, a jambalaya, a gumbo, and shrimp and grits.
A jambalaya, a gumbo. Which is the one with the baked beans? Is that going to be gumbo?
Yeah, I think there's the bean in one, and then the other one has the beans.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't feel like I have ever had grits properly prepared.
Yeah, and you don't want them either.
I don't. I'm not sure I know that. Like, I think I might want to try. Like, if I were with you on this trip, and someone said, you got to have the shrimp and grits, I think I would want to try it just on the chance that, like, every other – I've only had it maybe a half a dozen times in my life, and I just don't – it never really took for me, but I wonder if I just have not had, you know, the stuff.
There's a My Cousin Vinny joke in there somewhere. I don't remember the exact line, but when they're arguing about the grits cooking faster in your kitchen.
Right, yes, yes.
Look,
the laws of physics.
Like the first move, if it's me and you, I'm getting you a fishbowl with, like, blue alcohol in it. Then we can do the grits. But, I mean, no, you're a fishbowl guy. I know that about you.
I think the other two are 1A, 1B. They both look great. I would not be interested in the grits one. That's just – not the corn.
I would want to, like, experience it, sandy. But I know I love gumbo, and I know I love jambalaya. So, like, there's no question I'm going to enjoy those. I would want to experience, like, the authentic grits thing. But
can't go wrong here. Can't go wrong here, Sam.
How'd your night turn out last night?
Good. What's that?
How'd your night turn out last night?
Oh, it was great. It was great. Did the old-fashioned $20 bartender trick at the wedding, which is a must. If you don't do it, what's wrong with you? By the end of the night, shots are flying. That's how it goes.
Yep.
What is that, a $20 tip right away?
Right away, yeah. Open bar, let's prime the pump here. Like, you want this person to see you coming, and so hit them up right away. Because, Sam, I think you know, we were communicating, I think, via Twitter mostly on this. My experience knowing, maybe too many bartenders a little too well over the years is that people who tip might not realize how many people don't. Especially at a thing where, oh, it's free, it's open bar, I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
And so if you come flying in with a 20, you know, when the doors open, man, that person is going to remember you.
You'd like to think so.
I picked it up actually on the other side because I used to tend bar in Chicago.
Right.
And my best customer would come in every Sunday. He would give me a 20 right off the rip. And I would make sure that he was always ready to go. You know, when his Stella was getting low, I was ready to back him up. And he would hand me a 20 on the way out. But he started up front with a 20 and ended with a 20. And I, trust me, I made sure he was good at all times. Even if I was slammed to the gills,
right,
he was good to go.
Smart. Makes, you know, just simple game theory type stuff here. Just right. very smart.
Right.
So, do you have a Preakness take here? Dare I ask? I'm not sure that's necessarily top of mind. There's Celtics, Knicks. We're talking NFL win totals in here these days. Baseball,
the Leafs might be
NHL.
A hot topic tonight too. At least here. I don't know if Sam's thinking about it while he's in Georgia / South Carolina. But
so I can go really wherever you want. We do have some goods on the Preakness. Now you're not going to like that. I'm going to tell you to play the favorite, but journalism should win. I'm also not really fazed by him running again, you know, because you have a lot of the horses that ran in the Derby not running in the Preakness. Journalism had to go through the mud. Like, it was one of the worst trips for a horse, and he still almost got there. I was more impressed with Sovereignty than I was unimpressed with journalism. But the two horses that I'm trying to build around here, guys, I like the two to win. I'm going to do an exacta, 2-1 and 2-3. And then an exacta box, 1, 2, 3. So I need one of those two horses to finish first and second. That's sort of where I'm at. We had Eddie Olczyk on the show this week. He likes the 8, Clever Again. I'm not there. Not to say that I'm smarter than Eddie. I'm not even going to go there. But I've heard people kind of warm towards this 8 horse, Clever Again. I'm staying on top, though. I like the way the 1 is going to lead. And I'm sort of 1, 2, 3. Those are my three horses in this race that I'm going to try and build around.
How much does the, if you know, if you have an educated, somewhat educated guess, which I would bet you do, how much does the Kentucky Derby winner not being in the Preakness draw down, like pull back on the amount of action that people, because the interest, I think, kind of wanes if the Triple Crown isn't in play?
It's a good question. What I can tell you is that the Masters and the Kentucky Derby are the best for handle every single year. But then I'd be lying if I didn't say that people are tired of losing $100. And then they're like, all right, well, that was fun. And then I lost all my money at the Masters and at Kentucky Derby. So people do tend to shut the water down after the first huge event in both golf and in horse racing. But I think the casual observer is just sort of like, wait a minute. The horse wins the first one, it's the Triple Crown, and then doesn't go for the second. That's sort of weird, but, you know, the horses can't speak, guys. And clearly that horse has been through it. Bill Mott's a Hall of Fame trainer. If he doesn't think the horse is ready to go, then it's not ready to go. I mean, think about how much money those guys make that own those Triple Crown horses. I mean, all those horses do is just breed the rest of their lives. Those are million-dollar horses.
Yeah.
And, you know, just millions per breed. And it's something that you would have to believe if the horse was ready, he would be running. But those factors combined with, you know, people already probably lost money at the Masters and at the Derby, there's not that same appetite at the Preakness and the Belmont.
Makes sense. Imagine, the Grand Slam, say in golf, is so rare. But imagine like McIlroy being like, yeah, I'm just going to skip the PGA Championship. I'm just going to rest. I'll get ready for the Open, whatever. Tennis, you would have, maybe not in a long time, but you would have Australia goes first, and then somebody might just, a Sampras or somebody would have had maybe no chance on the clay and then skip Paris.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, horses, as Sam astutely pointed out, do not get much of a say in the decision. All right, so that's tomorrow. 1, 2, 3, that's easy to remember. Knicks, Celtics. Sam, what is your thought on where we're at in that series and the NBA outlook overall?
I'm not going to lie. I thought the ball moved better without Tatum in Game 5. Now, that is not a hot take. That is not me saying they're better without Tatum. In fact, I think they could really use him tonight on the road, where he was balling in the game he got hurt, by the way. Had like 45 points or whatever. Oh,
yes.
But it's so sad. I wish him the best, obviously. You guys know where I'm at, though. Like, I have a very big position on Boston to win the series, and I did that when they went down 2-0. I feel like it's a bet I'm...
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Accepting loss on, like, I expect to lose it, but if I can find a winner here, I'd be very happy. I mean, if they win tonight, I think they win in 7, going back home to Boston, because then all the Nick doubt creeps in, and, you know, that's a franchise that hasn't exactly been great in these big moments, but this is a legacy game for a guy like Jalen Brunson. You know, I think a lot of people talking about the series make it about the Celtics, good or bad. This kid could come out tonight, score 35, and take his team to an Eastern Conference final. I expect him to have a big night. I hope he's just 1 point less than Boston, right? I hope Boston squeaks by and makes it 7. And I'll go Monday. I'll go hang out for the game and maybe win some money. But I am nervous about a big Brunson night. I am, no doubt.
Oklahoma City is about even money to win the championship. Does that? I mean, you're not going to bet that at that price. That's not the Sam we know. But does that feel right?
It does. I don't know that it's a layup. They get by Denver. I was actually looking at Denver yesterday morning. We were doing it on the show talking about the finals prices, and Denver going into game 6 was 30-1. And I threw it at Joe, and he's like, man, it'd be nice to have Jokic in my corner 30-1. Now, we didn't do it, and now that price is nowhere near 30 going into game 7. I think Oklahoma City is going to be a very popular money line play. Most people that bet the NBA are going to have either the Thunder on the money line or the Thunder minus the points in game 7. I know the house needs Denver, and the house would celebrate if Denver could win that thing outright.
Is Oklahoma City on the verge of doing something that's never happened? Is it 60 wins and not getting past the second round? Like if they lose game 7
tonight,
I think they will make history
Sunday
with not getting to a conference final. Is it 60, or it might be whatever their total was this year? Like, it's the most wins a team's ever had if they don't get past the second round.
It could be. That sounds like something that lines up, because they won, I believe, 68 games.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 60. Maybe it was 65.
Yeah.
And then the other part of that conversation, Bulldog, if they do choke, it would be a choke if you lose game 7 at home. I'm sorry. It would be. Imagine the possibilities for them in the offseason, because then they're going to go out and try and get better. And they have the assets and the picks where they can flip multiple, you know, nice assets to get maybe a Giannis, who's on his way out of Milwaukee likely. And then you got the Spurs with Wembanyama and Castle, and they got the 2 pick. Are they going to get aggressive? This West, guys, is turning over quickly. the Lakers are old. They're never going to win again with LeBron. It's not going to happen. And now the Warriors got, you know, three guys that are over 100 years old in Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph Curry. Those guys are old now. Steph Curry's 37. That's an old 37. A lot of miles here. You're going to see the next few years, guys, Oklahoma City, Houston, San Antonio, those teams have a lot to build on.
Have you given much thought to NFL awards, Offensive Rookie of the Year, that kind of thing?
I did that Hampton, which I think we talked about a couple weeks ago, the running back from North Carolina, who is a Charger back now. I think him at 15-1 is a great bet. Nacua will get my money for Offensive Player of the Year. I mean, it's his room now. That's his show in Los Angeles. And as Stafford and McVay are there, he's gonna have a huge year. I did, by the way, off the top, was Shefty saying the Patriots are gonna be good this year? I couldn't tell.
There were two comments. The first one was seemingly benign, like they'll be underrated or something. I mean, their win total is closer to 500. When I heard that, I'm like, you want to say they're gonna have like a really good year if you're gonna make that take? And then he kind of did. Push the Bills in the way Washington pushed Philadelphia. So that's double digit wins. I mean, he doesn't get credit for if New England goes 9-8 after that take. They need like 11 wins, I think.
And you're going to need, to push Buffalo, you're going to need 11 or 12. I love Buffalo's schedule. Good grief. I mean, I'm going to be parlaying Bills to win the East with a lot of things in the summer, guys. I'm not even kidding. Like, Bills to win the East, Clemson to win the ACC, stuff like that. I'm going to have a lot of Bills exposure, but I don't want to lay minus 250, minus 300, so I'll put that in a bunch of parlays. I'd love to book Shefty. I mean, the guy knows a million things, but I bet he can't pick a winner. So I disagree with him on the Patriots take. I don't see it this year. They're too young. Their offense has a lot of question marks. And their offensive line isn't really that great either. So I'm going to zag on that one. I disagree.
Does the schedule coming out and being like known now provide any kind of an opportunity for like bettors on totals and divisions and any of the stuff that we're talking about here now that everyone knows? Like, do any of those lines fluctuate at all once the schedule's known?
I think people use the schedule as sort of a crux where they use it to either supplement a point, good or bad. Like, oh, well, I like this team. Oh, look, the schedule is kind of easy. Like, it's sort of a complimentary part of your bet, not like your full bet. Like, I don't think most people look at a schedule and think, oh, like, I'm going to bet that over or that under. People have conviction on a team either way and then kind of use the schedule to balance their take. Yeah, confirmation bias, exactly. That's what it is. Like, oh, I like the Falcons this year, and the NFC South is bad, and the schedule is easy. I'll bet the over, right? We sort of just talk ourselves into this. I didn't really change one thing. I already knew the schedule. I just didn't know the order of it. So it doesn't really change much for me, but I saw one outlet said Buffalo has the fourth easiest schedule in the NFL, and that might be conservative. It could be easier.
You might be able to capitalize in the same way like a live bet during a game where your team goes down 7-0, but you think they're the better team in terms of like teams that have the hard games first. And you kind of forget about them. Maybe they're 2-3 or something like that, and the odds change. I mean, everything's always up. So you could maybe think of it that way. Before you go, Sam, I have to admit, I loved the grid on Bill Belichick's girlfriend's next boyfriend. I had to reach out to Joe for Jack McKeon. I just thought that was so funny. Jack McKeon, the former manager. I mean, Joe was kind of – he put Marv on the list. Marv was on his list at 99.
Good Lord.
If you didn't hear this segment, we did a four-player snake draft. So 16 guys picked, rather, on Jordan Hudson's next boyfriend. Ostrowski, though, in the third round, picked Dick Clark.
Yeah.
Dick Clark has been dead since 2012.
Yeah. Whoops. he got a mulligan for that.
Well, these things can't get away from you, Sam.
15 guys and Ellen were chosen in this particular draft.
Oh, well, Mike said one last thing. I got one last. It's hockey, Sam, so sorry, but Leafs. plus 184 tonight. Like, I don't know how much you know about their reputation, but, like, this is a spot. Most of their fans are curled up in a ball like they're watching the Blair Witch Project right now with the performance they put on the ice at home in Game 5 a couple nights ago. I like to think, like, a team that's talented, there's a little bit Billsy here. Like, keep knocking on the door. Like, at some point, it's going to happen. I don't know. Do you think do you have the guts to take the Leafs plus 184 tonight against the defending champs in Florida?
What I'm thinking about doing, Bulldog, is betting Florida to win in seven games. Like, you can make that bet right now. So it's a two-team parlay. I would need Toronto today and then Florida in game seven. I have thought about that all day, where the Leafs win tonight and then they go back home and lay an egg in seven. Like, that's what I think is going to happen. And it would be the most cruel as well.
That maybe 4 or 5 to 1?
Something like that, or get shut out. I don't know. I mean, like, that's a big number for a good team tonight, and I think they're going to be better on the road than they are at home.
They'll get the calls. All right, Sam. Enjoy wedding weekend down there in the South.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks for fitting us in, bud.
Sam Panayotovic from, I guess, near Augusta, on his way to Atlanta. Weekend festivities. He and Joe Ostrowski host Bet Sweats on the BetMGM network. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. When you want to check out Sam's show on the Odyssey app. One of these days, I'll just be able to read that. The way it's written, there have been changes made to it, so I know just not to plow ahead. Already making excuses here. That's a bad sign.
I'm the one who's tired. I don't know what's wrong with you.
I don't know. Maybe I'm tired. I'm that mower. The heat, the sweat. 3 days in a row I've been on it.
It'll take it out of you.
It'll take it out of you. 3 days in a row. All right, timeout here. We'll talk some more after a break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.